Okay, so the Gemara at the top of the Amud, we're dealing with Rav, but you know, it's interesting. You also, at the end of the Gemara, we also spoke it out already, that the halach is like Abaya. It's one of the rare instances where the halach is like Abaya. But ironically, the entire Shach of Ataria is devoted to Rav. Abaya is boring. Abaya just says what would naturally, logically be the halacha, that the Edem Mafreya who nifsal. Because, of course, if we now know that he lied in April, so he became possible in April. So if he gave ages in May or June or July, of course those ages should be puzzled because he became puzzled in April. That's a bias shita. That's very straightforward. The Rav is the one that said something very creative, that even though he said his lie in April, but since we only know about it starting from July, so he's only puzzled going forward from July. He's puzzled in any ages that he'll say in August or September. But the ages that he said in May or June, those ages are kosher. So that needs a hezver. And on that, the Gemara gave two explanations. And on that, the Gemara now asks, Mai Binayhu. So bear in mind that everything that we're going to learn now in this Mai Binayhu is all not true. You're not going to find this in Shulchan Aruch. It's all not Aliba de Hilchasa. Because we paskin that Eidzayim and Mafreyu, and Nifsal in all cases. But we have this whole discussion about, according to Rava, in which case does it go Mikan al Habar, and in which case does it go Mafreyu, and where does it depend on the two Lashaynites? So the Gemara said that, right, the first lashon of Rava was that the reason why it's only Mekan al Haba is because Eidzayimim Chiddush, so in the Chabayim Shas Padush of Eilach, it only goes Mekan al Haba. The second lashon of Rava was Mishum Seder the Lekuchais, that the Chacham didn't want an Eidus to become possible retroactively, because then people are going to lose out, people that bought things and used these people as Eidim, and then the Eidim are going to become possible afterwards. So it should only go Mikan al Haba. And then the Gemara asks, Mai Binayhu, what will be the nafkamina between these two explanations of Rava? So the Gemara says two scenarios. One, Das Hidu Bei Trei Lechad U Trei Lechad, that two Edim in the second Kat testified against an individual in the first Kat, and two other Edim in the second Kat testified against another individual in the first Kat. So the first Kat we call Avram and Yitzchak. And until now, we've always been saying Avram and Yitzchak said that they saw something in Two Gardens Hills. And then Moshe and Aaron come and say, we saw Avram and Yitzchak in Orlando. The Gemara now gives a case that it's not Moshe and Aaron come in and say, we saw Avram and Yitzchak in Orlando. Moshe, Aaron, David, and Shlomo come in together. Moshe and Aaron, or maybe separately, whatever. But Moshe and Aaron come in and say, we saw Avraham in Orlando. And David and Shlomo come in and they say that we saw Yitzchak in Orlando. So now, it's not a chiddush that we believe the second kat. When it's a trey, it's a chiddush. Moshe and Aaron say they're in Orlando. Avraham and Yitzchak say, no, we weren't in Orlando, we were in Kew Gardens Hills. How do you know who to believe? It's a trey. So that's a chiddush, the Torah says to believe the second kat. But over here, where each individual contest is two against one, Moshe and Aaron are being made on Avram individually, so of course they win. And David and Shlomo are being made about Yitzchak individually, so of course they win. So in this case, where you have two against one on each aid, there's no chiddush in the fact that we believe the second kat. So if the reason why Rav said Mikan al Haba is because chiddushu, in this case it's not a chiddush. So in this case, Rav would agree that it goes with Mafreya. But if the reason is Mishum Seid Lekuchais, which means that Chazal just don't like people becoming Pasalim Afreya, it messes everything up if people become Pasalim Afreya, so they don't want any Psalim to go Lim Afreya. So then even in this case, where by logic it should go Lim Afreya, but there will be a Takarnas Chachom, and then it goes Mikan Al Haba. And similarly, the Gemara says, Inami De Pasalim Begaz Lanusa. If the second Kat comes, and rather than saying Imanu HaYisem, which Misvaru we would have said we don't know whom to believe, they said that these two people, Avram and Yitzchak, are Gazlan, and we saw them rob the bank. And in that case, Misvaru we would know whom to believe. We would believe the second cat, not the first cat. Now, again, this gets a little confusing because all the way back on day one of this mountain, we learned the Ramban and Parsha Shreiftim. The Ramban and Parsha Shreiftim said that a case of Imanu HaYisem, it's not so surprising that the Torah said to believe the second cat because you could look at it as if they were saying this. But they weren't really saying this, right? Say, Gazlanusa or Hargu as a Nefesh or Chilu as a Shabbos. If they were really coming to be made on a crime that Avraham Yitzchak did, then it's a derech pasha that we believe the second cat, not the first cat. But the case of Eidim Zevim is not that. They were just coming to be made that Avraham and Yitzchak were in Orlando. Like Dovi said it when he was speaking at the Kashrut of Elchanan on the Ramban, the way you phrased the svara was, it's no crime to be in Orlando. So there's not really a din Torah about that. The din Torah is about whether Reuben borrowed money. But one of the things we're interested in is whether these people were in Orlando. That's going to affect how we view the ages. So in that case, while the Ramban said that the Torah told us to look at it as if, you know, look at it from the perspective of, but really, it's not a din Torah about the Eidim. But in a case where the second cut came and said, they're Gazlanim, so then they've just shifted the discussion. The discussion now is about the Eidim, about Avraham and Yitzchak. Are they kosher or aren't they kosher? We have an Eidim saying that they're Pasal Eidim. And now, what are you going to say? Yeah, but we also have two witnesses saying that they're kosher. Who? Themselves? Obviously, themselves are not kosher to be made when they are really the Baal HaDvarim. So in a case of Pasalunim v'Gazlanusa, it's kosher that we should believe the second cat rather than the first cat. So you have two cases, the Trei B'chad v'Trei B'chad, and the case of Pasalunim v'Gazlanusa, where it's not a Chiddush that we believe the second cat, it's a Svar Pshut that we believe the second cat. So in each of these two cases, if the reason, so the Gemara will speak out. L'hach Lishna. L'hach Lishna d'amru shum Chiddush. According to that version, that Rabbah's whole reason why he said Mikan l'haba hu nifsal anat l'mafreya is because Eid Zemim is a Chiddush. Luckily, you don't have that over here. And so in these cases, Rabbah would agree to Abaya that the Psul goes l'mafreya. But l'hach Lishna d'amru mishum seyd l'lekuchais. But according to that version, that Rabbah's reason is mishum seyd l'lekuchais, that he's afraid that if Eidim could become possible retroactively, so people that relied on these witnesses, innocent buyers, purchasers, lokuchais, that relied on these witnesses for their transactions, and they had no reason not to, because we never knew that they were possible, and then later they become possible retroactively, so it's going to mess up those lokuchais, they're going to lose out on their purchases. So then Ikka, you have that even in this case. So the Gemara is coming up with two nafkaminas, and again, the idea of both of them is the same. These are cases where the din that we believe the second cat is not a chiddush. It's a davar pashut, it's a svara. Zek Rashi, my benayu, benani tarti lishne de Rabba. What's the nafkamina between the two versions of Rabba? So one nafkamina would be trei lechad, imanu hayisem. See, on the side it fixes the gear, so you can fix it on your own also, because obviously it shouldn't be hayisem, but hayisa. Right, because the whole point over here is that they're going against a single person, so it should be in the singular. Imanu hayisa v'trei achrini, and two other people lachad. You say on the other one, they're like a chiddush. Then there's no chiddush in the fact that we believe the second witness is over the first. Or begazlanusa shalei hazimu, they weren't mazim them. Right, to be mazim means to say you were with us in Orlando. They never said you were with us anywhere else. Elehiidu shnayim al elu, two witnesses came into Beis Din and said about these two witnesses, not about their edus on Reuven's loan, that on the, they used, how could you say Reuven borrowed money on April 10th? Because then it's they're getting involved in the entire about the loan. But no, they're just coming in saying, these two people robbed the bank. They just came in to testify about a crime, about a gazela that they saw these two people commit. Now you can't say rely on the first pair of witnesses, because this is a whole separate matter, meaning now this is an edus about them. It's not an edus about the halva. It's not an edus that's coming to tell Beis Din anything about the halva. It's an edus that's coming to Beis Din about a bank robbery. And they're the alleged bank robbers. So obviously they can't be witnesses on that case. So then, of course, we're going to believe the second cat. Okay. So there's two tatesim that we're covering today. I guess the first one really is not on today's Gemara. It's on yesterday's Gemara. The first one is not on the Nafkaminas, but it's on the Lishna Basra of Rabbah, that which Rabbah said. I wish the Gemara said that the time of Rabbah is Mishum Pseidu V'Lekuchas. Yeah? Oh. Yeah, okay. That which Rabbi said, that the time, or that which the Gemara suggests, that the time of Rabbi is Mishum Seidu L'Kuchais. So, Tosis brings down Yesh Reparshim. The Hodech Heshin L'Pseidu L'Kuchais, that which we'd be concerned about Seidu L'Kuchais, again, and this comes to explain why Rava says Mikan lahabohu nifsal rather than lamafreya. Or if I could rephrase that, we're explaining why is Rava machshir the edim lamafreya. Abaye says they become puzzled back from April. Rava says no, they're only puzzled going forward, but from April to July they're kosher. Why is Rava machshir those edim from April to July? Mishum pseid the lekuchas. He doesn't want the lekuchas, people that bought a piece of land in May or June and use these witnesses as their edim. He doesn't want those people to lose out. So Yesh refers to the hundred chashim pseid the lekuchas. That which we don't want those purchasers to buy out, to lose out. Hainu davka hecha de ikka ede mesira. That means in a case where there are ede mesira witnesses that saw the purchase. They saw the shtar get handed over. That shtar that has the names Avram and Yitzchak signed on it, those names of witnesses that we now know are liars, that shtar was handed over in the presence of, I'll call them Yosef and Binyamin. And Yosef and Binyamin are here in Beis Din, and they're saying, we saw this shtar. So the Lekuchais, let's say Levi bought a field from Yehuda, and Yosef and Binyamin are testifying that Levi bought the field from Yehuda. So we know it, it's a fact. But the shtar that Levi has is signed by Avram and Yitzchak, and Avram and Yitzchak we've just discovered are liars. In that case, Rava says, let's be machshir them. Let's consider them good, and now the shtar will be good. That's the only case that we're machshir of these edim. Why? Why is the Yesh Mefarshim making up this hukimta? What was bothering them about just saying that it's always true that Rav is machshir the Edim that are signed on a shtar in May or June. Rav wants them to be kosher, mishum seid lekuchais, so he makes them kosher. There was some Balei HaTosfos that said, no, that can't be. To take the Gemara at face value, they said, no, that can't be. So they made this ukimta that we're only talking about in a case where we have some other evidence that the purchase really took place. That's the idea of saying that the Ikka Edim Asira. There are Edim Asira, meaning we know we have independent corroboration that the purchase really took place. Then we're machshir these Edim. Why are they saying this? What was bothering them in the Gemara? Anyone want to fill this in? If you worked on it this morning, maybe? The Rishonim were bothered. The Gemara is saying that we're concerned about the Pesed Lekuchas. We don't want these poor, innocent Lekuchas to, right? Levi bought a field from Yehuda, yeah.
Basically, how do you know they're poor, innocent?
Like, exactly. We're trying to protect Levi, who's holding a star that says he bought a field from Yehuda, but the witnesses on the star are Avram and Yitzchak. And if we're going to say now that Avram and Yitzchak are puzzled, then poor Levi, he had no way of knowing they're going to be puzzled, and now he's going to lose this field that he bought. Hello, how do you know he bought it? What makes you think that Levi bought this field? Levi is holding a shtar that's signed by two scam artists that say that he bought the field. Why don't we suppose that? No, it's quite likely that he never bought the field. He has liars on his shtar. True, we don't know that this Aedis was a lie, but we know that these Aedim are liars, so the Aedis should really be pretty worthless, and basically we should say that we have no idea that Levi bought this field, so why are we trying to protect Levi? The way the Ran asks this Kasha, he says, you're protecting Levi? Why don't you try protecting Yehuda? The person who allegedly sold the field, and what's the evidence that he sold it? That Avram Yitzchak is signed on the shtar. But Avram Yitzchak, we now know, are liars. So maybe this shtar is a lie. So shouldn't we go and passel this shtar to protect Yehuda, to protect all the alleged sellers that these Edom testified sold something? You can only talk about protecting the buyers if you're starting with an assumption that probably it's true, that they really did buy it, just nebuch, their witnesses are puzzled. So then, you know, we don't want them to lose out. But once the witnesses are puzzled, why do you think that the story is true? Maybe they never bought it in the first place, so why are you trying to protect them? So that's why Yesh Mefarshim, Taisa says that some of the Balei HaTosfos wanted to say that the Gemara never meant that in a case where that's all we have, Levi's holding a shtar. He says, I bought this field, and here's how we know, because I have this shtar. And on the shtar, it says Avram Yitzchak. Rav is not going to be machshir Avram Yitzchak in such a case. Rav is only being machshir Avram Yitzchak in a case where Levi bought a field in front of two witnesses. Two witnesses were there, they were present at the time of the transaction. And they're present in Basin. Not these two witnesses, Avram and Yitzchak, who've been called into question, who've, more than that, whatever, who've been shown to be liars. There are other witnesses. So we know that Levi really bought the field. Just Nebuch, he bought it with a shtar that has Avram Yitzchak signed on it. And this shtar, he needs this shtar, because right now Yosef and Binyamin are in Basin and they're telling us what happened, but they're not written down, right? So you can't put them in a cage. Eventually they're going to go away. One day Levi's going to need to demonstrate his ownership of the field. He's not going to have the Masira around. How do you demonstrate your ownership of the field going forward? With a shtar. So in this case, it's useful for him for the shtar to be kosher. We know that the shtar is true because we have other Edom telling us that it's true, but it's just Nebuch, it has Pasala Edom on it. So in that case, Rav will be machshir the Edom. But only if they're Edom Asira, because then we know that the sale is really true, the story is really true, just Nebuch, the Edom are Pasala, so then we're machshir the Edom. But if you don't have any Edom Asira, so why should we make up that, oh, Nebuch, the Edom Apostle? Maybe if the Edom Apostle, the story talking never happened. So that's why Yesh Mefarshim, yeah, that's what's motivating the Yesh Mefarshim. Yesh Mefarshim, the Hada, Chayshin, and Lepsit, Lekuchas, that which we're worried about, the Lekuchas, the buyers losing out, and that's only when there are Edom Asira, witnesses that saw the shtar being handed from Yehuda to Levi, to Yodish Shtar Emes, they know that the shtar is true. Yeah, Eliezer? Right. Tosis then says the inira. Tosis says I don't accept it. The imkain ikibinayu tuva hech the in edim elach tuma al shtar. The Gemara in the next line says my binayu. What's the nafkamina between the tam of edim chiddushu versus the tam of pesedit luchuchas? Now, if it's true what the Yesh Mefarshim said, then in the tam of pesedit luchuchas, Rava was only machshir these witnesses when there are other corroborating witnesses to the story, then there's a huge nafkamina. According to the Tam that Eidzeim Chiddushu, they don't become Pasal Mafreya, Me'ikir Adim, because Eidzeim Chiddushu, then they're always Kashal Mafreya, even without corroborating witnesses, even if they're the only witnesses, but they're Kashar. According to the Tam, we're only machshir them when there's Eidzeim Asir, when there's corroborating witnesses. So there's a very big nafkamina between the two. So why would the Gemara ask my Binayu? From the fact that the Gemara asked Ma'abinayu, it's muchach that you can't limit that. You can't say that going to the Shabbat of Rav's halacha is only true some of the time. It has to be true all the time, and therefore these Yesh Mefarshim must be rejected. Yeah, you wanted to add to that.
When it's simply not necessary, because then we wouldn't have the issue of say the Lekuchos because we would have the Eid Asira to. I mean, you need it even if you pass off the shtar. Still have the
Edom
Asira, so then what was the chashash to begin with?
Well, because like I said, the Edom Asira could go away. Well, there's a convenience in having a shtar, because the shtar is a raya. You know, what's the lashon of the pasuk? La'irich yamim? Well, yamim, I don't remember. Whatever, it's l'man yamdu yamim rabim. That's what we need a shtar for.
Right, just still thinking of the Gemara, though, it's not like such a big deal to. So we're going to really lalacha, we should pass them lafreya.
Right.
But not pass them lafreya because we're worried about, say, the rules. But the case is where we know that there are Edom Asira. So in this chashash, if someone's going to go ahead and be order against this field saying, I never really sold to you, so that guy's being a liar saying, I never really sold to you.
Right.
And we do have a plan B of Edom Asira. In that case, we're still going to say that not pass them lafreya.
So like you're saying another reason why the Yesh Mefarshim would be a daychek, because according to them, it's such a rare situation that they made this takana for, that why would they even bother to make the takana? Okay, I hear the ha'ara. Tosfos has, I mean, for reasons to reject the Yesh Mefarshim, Tosfos has maybe a better reason to reject the Yesh Mefarshim. What I want to work on is perhaps. What's Tosfos' response to their, right, to the unspoken, right, the main step of the Tosfos is what's unspoken. That's why I wrote on the Maariv Mekumish that I want you to think about this. What was motivating the Yesh Mefarshim? In other words, what's the kasha on the Gemara? The Tosfos expected you to sit down in the Gemara and say, oh, b'shem tzeid l'kuchais, and you're supposed to look at your chavrus and say, tzeid l'kuchais? Why are we trying to protect the l'kuchais? Why do we even think that they're telling the truth? The l'kuchais may be maybe stealing something. After all, they have false witnesses. They have lying witnesses. So why are we trying to protect them? That's a good kasha. So the Eish Rishonim tried to answer that kasha, and Tosfos says, I can't accept that answer, because if the Gemara goes and says, Mai Vinayu, obviously the Gemara doesn't think that according to the time of Pesed Lekuchais, we only are machshir them in this unusual scenario, so it must be we're always machshir them, not only when there's corroborating witnesses. Okay, fine. Tosfos has a legitimate proof against the Eish Rishonim, but if he's going to reject the Eish Rishonim, doesn't he have to come back to the kasha of the Eish Rishonim? Why are we interested in protecting these lekuchais if they might, you know, like the Ran says, maybe just as well be concerned about protecting the Meichrim, because the lekuchais may be trying to steal something. So I don't know what the answer to that is. I'm going to make a suggestion, but I can't say that I have any, you know, diyukim or mashmos and Tosfos that this is right. But a possible mahalach in why one maybe wouldn't be bothered by the kasha of the Eish Rishonim. And the emes is that when we started the sugya, the first time I said over this gemara of Seder Lekuchais, I said it this way, that it's not so much these particular Lekuchais, or it's not so much after the fact. We have, you know, now it's July, right? You know the whole story, as I've been saying it all this month. If people came in, they said this Eidos that happened in Kew Gardens Hills in April. And then in July, two other people come and say, no, Emmanuel Yisem in April in Orlando. So now we know that they told a lie in April. And now we're talking about their din during May and June. And the way Tosfos is looking at it, when the Gemara says Pesed Lekuchais, what it means is that we feel bad that the people that bought land in May and June are now going to lose it in July. Meaning, we're thinking about how in July, now we're going to have to go back and overturn things that happened during May and June. And, oh, that's very unfortunate. So that's why Rav was machshir the Eidim. That's how Tosfos is understanding the Gemara. And on that, they have a kasha. The Eish Rishonim had a kasha. Well, why is it so unfortunate to have to undo the transactions? Maybe those transactions never happened, so we shouldn't undo them. Tosfos is thinking of it looking backwards, that we're concerned in July that maybe we're going to go and undo the transactions that happened in May and June. But maybe the Pshat and the Gemara is the other way around. The Pshat and the Gemara is what's going to happen in real time in May and June. Meaning that most of the time, Eidim are not becoming Zeimimim. And people do business. People buy things and sell things and borrow things and lend things. And right, there's all sorts of economic activity that takes place all the time. And if there's a concern that I can make a shtar today and the Eidim are going to become possible tomorrow retroactively, then I'm going to be afraid to ever make a shtar. People aren't going to want to buy things and sell things because they're going to be afraid that their shtaris are going to become possible. So it's not that in a case where Eidim became Zeimimim and now we're looking back at those last 2 months, we're concerned about those Lekuchais. We're concerned about all the Lekuchais in the world all the time. That if there would be such a Metzius of Eidim becoming Pasal and Mafreya, then it's hard for anybody to ever buy anything because they'll always be afraid to take somebody as a witness because they're afraid that Eidim would become Pasal. People, in order for people to be able to do business, they need to have confidence that if we make a deal today, it's not going to become undone tomorrow for some unforeseen reason. So they made a takana called Pesed Lekuchais that says Eidim never become Pasal Nafreya. Now, on the rare occasions that Eidim taka becomes Eidim, and we discover in July that these Eidim lied in April, and yet we're still being machshir their transactions from May and June, you know what? Maybe in this case, we're taka kicking ourselves. Maybe now it's frustrating that we have to let that stand. Because like the Eish Rishonim tied it, maybe it's a scam. It's not that we wanted to make those transactions stand. We wanted all the transactions in the world to be able to be done with confidence. And for that, we had to accept a certain cost. We had to be machshir things l'mafreya, even though that's taka unfortunate. That we have to be machshir l'mafreya when we know that somebody's an Eid Zayimim. So we're going to let these lekuchais, right? In the case I said where Levi bought a field from Yehuda and these guys are the witnesses, we're going to let Levi keep that field. And over here, you're right. The ancient person went right. We should be deeply suspicious that Levi's really lying and really never bought the field and we're playing into his tricks. That's all true. But it's not Levi that we're coming to help. It's all the other Yidin all the time that make purchases that don't want to have to worry that their Edom are going to become Pasul and Mafreya. So therefore we said that on the rare occasions that Edom becomes Zemim, we're only going to pay attention to that Mikan al-Abba, not Mafreya. So that way, everybody can always, in all the ordinary circumstances, most Julys, Edom don't become Zemim, right? Zemim is a very rare occurrence. So every year, May and June, when people are buying and selling fields, they shouldn't have to worry that in July, May, Edom are going to become Pasul. So therefore they said Mikan al-Abba unifsal. And in the Konami, on the rare occasions that Edom do become Pasul, then we taka protected the wrong guy. Then it's taka unfortunate that we protected the Lekuchais. But that wasn't our intention or our motivation. Our motivation wasn't to protect those particular Lekuchais. Our intention was to protect the whole confidence of the economic system. That's what the Gemara means by saying the Lekuchais. If that could be why Taisus is not bothered by the concern of the Eish Mefarshim. Again, Taisus doesn't say this, but it's a different pshat really in Seder the Lekuchais than what the Eish Mefarshim were assuming. The Eish Mefarshim, as well as the Ran, like I said, the Ran is the kash of the Eish Mefarshim. He speaks it out more clearly. They were thinking that Seder the Lekuchais means that if Levi bought a field, allegedly, Levi bought a field in May or June, we want to protect Levi. And that is a good kasha. Why are you more concerned about Levi? Be concerned about Yehuda, who allegedly sold it to him, and maybe he never really sold it. But when Taisus says, I don't hold to the Eish Mefarshim, but he doesn't say what his response is to that kasha, maybe the response is it's not Levi we're concerned about. It's all the people that buy fields under ordinary circumstances, that they should be able to do so with confidence and not worry that their Edom are going to become Pasul and Mafreya. Okay. Next Taisus. Does he do bay trey bechad v'trey bechad? The Gemara had said that although a regular case of Edom Zayimim is a chiddush, if two Edom say that we saw alone in Gior himself, right? That's Avram and Yitzchak. And Moshe and Aaron come and say that Avram means that we're with us in Orlando, then it's a chiddush that we believe Moshe and Aaron, because why believe Moshe and Aaron any more than Avram and Yitzchak? Trey u'trey, my chaz sa'is lahani, sa'is lahani. But if it's trey b'chad, trey b'chad, meaning Moshe and Aaron testified that Avram was in Orlando, and David and Shlomo testified that Yitzchak was in Orlando, then already it's a double pashut that we believe the second pair. Rektasis. Why is it any more pashut? When we say that it's a trey u'trey, that Avram and Yitzchak said that they saw something in Gior himself, and Moshe and Aaron come and say Imanu Yisim Orlando, we call that a trey u'trey. Why? Because Moshe and Aaron are saying that Avram and Yitzchak were in Orlando. Who's the other trey? The other trey are Avram and Yitzchak. What are they saying? They're saying we weren't in Orlando, we were in Kew Gardens Hills. And you're telling a lie. Now, to Zuck Taisvis, that's still true no matter if you have two witnesses against Moshe, and I'm sorry, two witnesses against Avram, two witnesses against Yitzchak, so you have more witnesses against them, but you still have the same witnesses on their side. I mean, just like in the regular case, we say we have Avram and Yitzchak saying that Avram and Yitzchak were here. So that Avram and Yitzchak, that ages of Avram and Yitzchak saying that they were here, helps for Avram, and it helps for Yitzchak. Avram and Yitzchak are both saying that Avram was here. Avram and Yitzchak, we're both saying that Yitzchak is here. So that's why, that's two witnesses that Avram and Yitzchak were here. Moshe and Aaron come and say you were in Orlando. The Gemara says, well, that's a trey u'trey. We don't know who we swear, we wouldn't know whom to listen to. So Perek Tzitzis, what does it help if you bring in David and Shlomo? Moshe and Aaron say that Avram was in Orlando. Yeah, but we have two witnesses saying that Avram was in Kew Gardens Hills. Avram and Yitzchak say that Avram was in Kew Gardens Hills. David and Shlomo come and say that Yitzchak was in Orlando. But again, we have two witnesses saying that Yitzchak was in Kew Gardens Hills. Just because The new witnesses, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, they're focusing on one individual. Moshe and Aaron come in and say, we're not talking about Yitzchak, we're just talking about Avraham. Well, that's very nice, but Avraham and Yitzchak are still talking about both of them. So you're talking about Avraham, and you're not interested in Yitzchak, but that doesn't stop Yitzchak from talking about Avraham. We still have Avraham saying that he was in Kigar Nezels, and Yitzchak saying that Avraham was in Kigar Nezels. So you're saying that Avraham was in Orlando, but them two are saying, Avraham and Yitzchak are saying that Avraham was in Kigar Nezels. So still, Trey about Avraham. When David and Shlomo walk in and say, we're just focused on Yitzchak, leave Avraham out of this. We're just testifying that Yitzchak, he was in Orlando. But why should we leave Avraham out of it? Avraham is saying that Yitzchak was in Kigar Nezels. So again, David and Shlomo say that Yitzchak was in Orlando, but Avraham and Yitzchak say that Yitzchak was in Kigar Nezels. So again, it's a trade with Trey. What does it help that there are now four witnesses against them? Tosfos says, Trey Kameya. It's still a Trey Trey about Avraham and a Trey Trey about Yitzchak. Perk Tosfos, Tasidu Be Trey Bechad and Trey Bechad, Mashman, Fishiye, Shnei, Mizim, Kalacha, Bechad, Lehavi, Chedosh. It sounds like the Gemara thinks that just because there are two separate Mizimim on each of the two Muzamim, there's Moshe and Aaron about Avraham, there's David and Shlomo about Yitzchak, so somehow loya b'chiddush, that makes it not a chiddush, that makes it understandable that we should believe the later witnesses and not the first witnesses. V'tema, mabekach, I don't understand what difference it should make. Harei Shrei Kameya 2 is the same as 100. Tosfos just uses those two words, three words. Says the kash. Tosfos expects us to understand the whole thing. Hatrei Kameya Havu. This is what Tosfos means. Tosfos means to ask that since the reason why if we just be Moshe and Aaron, we would call it a tray and tray, is because we think that Avraham and Yitzchak are each being made for each of them. So Avraham and Yitzchak are two edim on Avraham, and they're two edim on Yitzchak. So now if you bring two opposing edim on Avraham, that's still a tray or tray. And you bring two opposing edim on Yitzchak, that's also still a tray or tray. Why did it become partial that we should believe the second witnesses? So Zog Tosfos, the main point in the Gemara, and the Gemara gives this case of Trei B'chad and Trei B'chad, the main point in the Gemara is not that the new witnesses walking into July are separating Avraham from Yitzchak. But Avraham and Yitzchak were separate all the time. Avraham never testified about Yitzchak, and Yitzchak never testified about Avraham. Now how could that be? They both walk into Basin, and they say, we saw Reuven borrow money in April in Kew Gardens Hills. So if they say that we saw it together, so doesn't that mean that they're both being made, that they both were there? Zog Tosfos, no, not necessarily. There's a case called Eidus Miuchedes, which is a Mechudesh Tikka case. In fact, the Gemara in Makkos says that it's not so posh that this counts as a good Eidus, as two witnesses. But the halacha we accept by Dinei Mamonis at least, that it does count as two witnesses. The case is, Avraham says, I was watching, let's say there's a bank, right? As you all know, there's a bank on the, I don't know if you do, but there's a bank on the corner of Main Street and Union Turnpike. That's just interesting, because those are our old Shnei Shvilim, right? Those are the two main thoroughfares in this neighborhood. Well, on the corner of Main Street and Union Turnpike, there's a Chase Bank, okay? That's where Reuven went to take his loan. And Avraham comes and says, I was watching through the window on the Union Turnpike side of the bank, and I saw Reuven go in and take a loan. Yitzchak came into Beis Din and says, I was looking through the window from the Main Street side of the bank, and I saw Reuven come in and take a loan. So they're both being made that Reuven borrowed $1,000 on April 1st in Kigar and Zills. But Avraham knows nothing about Yitzchak, and Yitzchak knows nothing about Avraham. So in this case, there are no two witnesses that they were there in Kew Gardens Hills. Avraham says he was in Kew Gardens Hills, but Yitzchak can't corroborate that. Yitzchak says that he was in Kew Gardens Hills, but Avraham can't corroborate that. Yitzchak says that he was on Main Street, and Avraham was on Union Turnpike. Avraham says that he was in Union Turnpike, but Yitzchak was on Main Street. So nobody knows about the other one. So in this case, each of our two first witnesses, Avraham and Yitzchak, are only in Eid Echad saying that they were in Kew Gardens Hills. And if there are two Edim saying that they were in Orlando, then it's a two against one. And then it's not a Svara that we should. It's not two against two anymore, it's two against one. So Taisus, if you remember the way I broke it down in the Maram Kaimashi, Taisus first says a chidush in the muzamim, right? In the first witnesses, Avram and Yitzchak, that we have to change the case. That it's not that Avram and Yitzchak walk into the basin together and say, we together saw this event happen. They come separately. They saw separately. Avram says what he saw. Yitzchak says what he saw. Basin puts it together. Oh, that's the same loan. Avram is an Eid Echad that Reuben borrowed the money. Yitzchak is an Eid Echad that Reuben borrowed the money. You add one Eid Echad plus another Eid Echad. So now basin has two Eid and then Reuben borrowed the money. But Avram and Yitzchak have nothing to do with each other. They don't know each other. So that's the case of what the Gemara is calling Trei B'chad V'Trei B'chad, meaning that the two Chads were individuals all along. And then, additionally, there's a chiddush. Then Taisus says a second chiddush about the mezimim. When you read the Gemara Kapshutai, the Gemara sounds like you have to bring in. I had to, take more names off of my list. I had to bring David and Shlomo into the story because the Gemara says Trei B'chad, the Trei B'chad, Moshe and Aaron against Avram, and David and Shlomo against Yitzchak. The Zok Taisus, there's no need for David and Shlomo. It could be the same two Eidim. The point is Chad and Chad. The point is that the first pair are a pair of individuals. They're not really a pair, two witnesses, Avram and Yitzchak. Avram is an individual and Yitzchak is an individual. The second witnesses, that's Moshe and Aaron, they can be made about both of them. They can be made about Avram and they can be made about Yitzchak. Where they can come in and say, we saw Avram and Yitzchak in Orlando. You don't need that Moshe and Aaron to talk about Avram and David and Shlomo to talk about Yitzchak. Let Moshe and Aaron do the whole thing. But on each one of them, it's a two against one. Because when they say that they saw Avram in Orlando, Yitzchak is not opposing them because Yitzchak doesn't know where Avram was. When they say that they saw Yitzchak in Orlando, Avram's not opposing them because Avram doesn't know where Yitzchak was. So the Trei B'chad to Trei B'chad, Taisus says, I'm going to make two adjustments in the way you read the case. It's not, first of all, the Eidim, the two Chads, were never a pair. They were separate all along. They never saw one another. They saw this transaction from two different windows. And secondly, the two trays are not necessarily two different trays. They could be the same tray. The Gemara just breaks it up to emphasize that the two chads are separate. So Taisus is changing both aspects of the case. When I say changing, I mean changing from the way that Rashi said it. Rashi said, tray l'chad, tray l'chad. Rashi was clear, but tray achrin l'chad, that there's two other witnesses that are going on the other guy, on Yitzchak. Two witnesses testified about Avram, and two other witnesses testified about Yitzchak. Rashi doesn't expressly disagree with what Taisus said, that the two chads were from two different windows. Rashi doesn't say anything of that sort, but he does expressly disagree with the end of Taisus. The two trays, Rashi says, attack two different trays. So Taisus is saying a whole new reading of this case. Before we read it inside, there's one line of Taisus that I just didn't address yet. Taisus throws in Oy Haida V'Haida. Taisus says, how else do you have a case? Right? Taisus is trying to make a case where Avram and Yitzchak are both testifying for Basin that Reuben borrowed $100, but they don't know about one another. Now that's a little bit hard, right? How did they both know the loan if they were both present at the time of the loan? Why don't they know about one another? So I gave you a case that the bank is on the corner of Main Street and Union Turnpike, and one was looking from Main Street, one was looking from Union Turnpike. It's a little bit of a difficult case, but you could say such a case. Then Taisus says afterwards, it's another way, maybe an easier way, that Avram and Yitzchak could both be meyed that Reuben borrowed $100, but they don't know about each other, because neither one of them saw the loan. Again, the problem is, if they both saw the loan, so they were both there at the same time, at the same place, then so why didn't they see one another? So Taisus says maybe the trick is that they're testifying on a loan that they never saw. How could you do that? Because they're testifying that they heard Reuven acknowledge the debt. And when someone acknowledges a debt, that makes him chayav. Hadas baldin kamei edim dami. If Reuven says, I owe the bank $100, then that's machayev him $100. That's considered a raya that he borrowed $100. So maybe Reuven, on April 1st, Reuven at 10 o'clock in the morning told Avram, I borrowed $100 this morning from Chase Bank. And then at 2 in the afternoon, he told Yitzchak, I borrowed $100 this morning from Chase Bank. So now Avram goes into basin and says what he heard. Yitzchak goes into basin and says what he heard. That's two kashrut witnesses. that Reuven borrowed $100 this morning from Chase Bank on April 1st. That's two kosher witnesses. Even though neither one saw the halva, neither one was there at the same time as the other. One's aegis was about the event of 10 o'clock, and one's aegis was about the event of 2 o'clock. Because they're being made on the hoidois, on the admissions. Nobody knows anything about the actual halva. So that's another case where you don't have to come on to the two separate windows, but another way that they could both be made that Reuven borrowed money without them knowing about one another. Okay, so let's see this inside now. Venir Lafarish. Das Hidu Bei Trevechad Kigoyin. Shein HaNizaymim Messayim Echel Chaveire. The Nizaymim, the witnesses that are becoming Zaymimim here, are not supporting one another. Avram and Yitzchak are not supporting one another, saying, yeah, he was in Kew Gardens Hills with me. They each one doesn't know about the other one's aegis. One saw the halva from Mainstream, the other one saw it from Union Turnpike. Or by one heard the admission at 10 o'clock and one heard the admission at 2 o'clock, so they weren't there at the same time as one another. And then the two Mizimim, Moshe and Aaron, they come in and they're mazim both of them. You don't need Moshe and Aaron on one and David and Shlomi on the other. Moshe and Aaron are just as good as David and Shlomi. Moshe and Aaron could do their thing on Avram, and then why do you need David and Shlomi? They themselves could do their thing on Yitzchak. The reason why the Gemara used the expression trei b'chad is just to emphasize that the two Muzamim, Avram and Yitzchak, are totally separated from one another. They don't know about one another. They're not supporting one another. So the word is the lashon trei b'chad, trei b'chad. Really, the point is trei b'chad u'b'chad. Meaning, really, the point is to divide the first chad into a chad and a chad. But the Gemara, the way the Gemara says it is trei b'chad, trei b'chad. But the point is not that in the second eidos there are two different treis. There's Moshe and Aaron and there's David and Shlomi. The trei b'chad is just a way of saying that the original eidos is two separate chads, that Avram and Yitzchak are separated from one another. Okay, so this Taisis, this, like we said, is a very new and original way to read the case of the Gemara Trei B'chad V'Trei B'chad, but Al-Pizeh Taisis has the teretz for why we taka, don't consider it a chiddush anymore, it's now a svar pshuta, but we should believe the later witnesses rather than the earlier witnesses.
We come out to a funny case.
What?
We come out to a funny case because I don't know how funny it is, but two people come and say that they saw the same thing, but they weren't together, and the hazam is when you both were with us.
True, right. It's a little bit ironic, right.
If they were trying to work together, so they could have.
Right. I mean, in a regular case of Zaymimim, Eliezer is pointing out that in a regular case of Zaymimim, so it's not surprising, it's not so surprising when we find that they were together in Orlando, because we know they were together. They're saying they were together in Kew Gardens Hills, and it turns out they were together in Orlando. But in this case, it's a weird case, because you have two people that have no shaykhs to each other, and it punct happens to be that they both were making up that they were in Kew Gardens Hills, and they were really in Orlando.
Doesn't seem like a plot or a scheme that the usual is.
Okay, right. I hear. Okay, Eidzeim Chiddushu. Eidzeim Chiddushu. It's a good point that here it's a little bit more surprising that we end up placing them together in Orlando because we're like taking two unrelated people.
You have to place them together in Orlando? Could you say like they were in like one of the Universal Studios and the other one was somewhere else?
No, that's true. That's true, right. Right, they had to both have been in the presence of Moshe and Aaron on the same day.
Oh.
But right, Moshe and Aaron could have driven 20 miles on that day and seen one in one side of Orlando and the other one on the other side of Orlando. Right. I mean, nowadays, of course, the whole Eidim Zaymim story is a little bit doesn't work so well nowadays. There's no reason why you can't be in Orlando and Kew Gardens Hills on the same day. But okay, we're working in the olden days where travel was a little bit more difficult. It was more, we could have greater confidence in saying that you can't be in two places at the same time. Now, there's a taste in Sanhedrin. Like we've said already many times, if you're learning Baba Kama Daf Ayin Beis, you need to have a Sanhedrin open. You have to be learning Sanhedrin Daf Chav Zayin. And learning, the taste system over there are not you know, mefarshim, foreign mefarshim that we're bringing in, that's part of the sugya, because it's the exact same Gemara over there. This is Tesa over there with the exact same Dibra Maskel, that's Sidi Beishreb Echad Beishreb Echad, which begins with the exact same Kasha, Kasha Vimenitam, Chod Demai Kamer, that's Sidi Beishreb Echad Beishreb Echad, which is Machel like a Chiddush. Why are you saying that? Because it's two against this one and two against that one, so it's not a Chiddush anymore. Hatre Kameya, Trey is Kameya, so. So what? Then now there's four witnesses saying that they weren't there, but the two of them are still saying that they were there. That kasha, we know, that's an old kasha. But in the Taisa and Sanhedrin, they go on to bring a couple of other kashas. They go on to bring a kasha. Let's skip the second kasha. The third kasha that Taisa asks is Eidim Zaymim Bari Leila Elamemer Kim Nam Trebuchad Trebuchad Bamay Nakat Eid Zaymim. That's an interesting diok. If you remember the opening line of the sugya, the very beginning of the Gemara, Itmar, Eid Zaynim, Abaye Yom HaFreim HaNifsel, Rabam HaMikhan HaHabu HaNifsel. The word Eid Zaynim, Taisa makes a diyuk, it doesn't say Eid Dim Zaynimim. It says Eid Zaynim. So Taisa says, we're not talking about a case where two witnesses become Zaynim, or at least we're not necessarily talking about a case where two witnesses become Zaynim, we're talking about a case of Eid Zaynim, where one witness became a Zaynim. Taisa doesn't get into the ramifications of that. That, of course, as I mentioned once, you don't actually have a din of kasher zavim b'chiyai gavna, but you do have a din of them becoming pasul. But be that as it may, Taisa has this deal that it only says eid zaymim, not eidim zaymimim. So why are we talking about trei b'chav shei b'chav? Why are we talking about Avram and Yitzhak both becoming pasul, becoming zaymimim? The case of the Gemara should be where only Avram became pasul. So Taisa then says in their answer, yeah, that's the teretz. It says the nirler beinu tam, that this last kasha really provides the teretz. It's not dasidu beitrei b'chad v'trei b'chad. That's a wrong girsa. It should just say dasidu beitrei b'chad. Period. That's the end of the gemara. Dasidu beitrei b'chad. That the Moshe and Aaron came in, and they totally ignored Yitzchak, and they just said Avram was in Orlando. Ah, so now it's two against one. So they're able to pass Avram because they're not starting up with Yitzchak. That's Rabbeinu Tam's teretz to the kasha of Taisus. And you're all hopefully wondering or thinking that I'm still going to finish my sentence because I didn't answer anything. What does that do? We said before that when we thought the pshat in the Gemara was that Moshe and Aaron testified about Avram and David and Shlomi testified about Yitzchak, who cares that Moshe and Aaron aren't focusing on Yitzchak? But Yitzchak is here. Yitzchak and Avram are both testifying about Avram. So now, what did Rabbeinu Tam gain? He said that the story didn't involve both witnesses. Nobody's being mazim Yitzchak. We're just being mazim Avram. And Moshe and Aaron walk in and they're telling a story about Avram. So of course they're believed. Why, of course. But Avram has his buddy Yitzchak standing by, who's being naked on him that he was in Kew Gardens Hills. So, we're not discussing Yitzchak, we're just discussing Avram. But we have, in our discussion with Avram, we have Moshe and Aaron saying that he was in Orlando. But we have himself and Yitzchak saying that he was in Kew Gardens Hills. So, it's a trade again. How did Taisus solve anything? And, you know, unless you want to tell me, well, Yitzchak is not being naked about Avram because Yitzchak was on Union Turnpike while Avram was on Main Street. You know, you could say that, but then you're back to the first teretz. You're back to the teretz of our teretz. What did Rabbeinu Tam gain? What was the significance of changing the girsa and saying that they're only talking about one, not the other? It, from the fact that Rabbeinu Tam said that I could solve the problem by changing the girsa and saying that Sid Beitrei Bechad, and that's it, that sounds like that's what solves the problem. If the Marsha and the Marshal get we're sort of being makatsa in this discussion, they get involved in this a little bit about whether Taisus is or isn't relying on the old Teretz, but the Pashtus, if he's relying on the old Teretz, then what did Rabbeinu Tam do? Just say the old Teretz. So presumably, he's not relying on the old Teretz. He's not going with the two different windows, right, that Avram saw Mechalein Zeh and Yitzchak saw Mechalein Zeh. Avram and Yitzchak both were there together, they both know about each other, they're both telling about each other. So what did Rabbeinu Tam gain by saying that the Mezimim are only focused on one, about Avram, and they're not focused on Yitzchak? But Avram and Yitzchak are still being made about both of themselves. Like, like we were asking at the beginning of the shiur. So this Taisis in Sanhedrin is a very short Taisis. You know, it's interesting. We had this last time also. When we learned in the previous Taisis about the Migu, our Taisis gave two terutzim. There was a Sanhedrin that gave a third terutz. That terutz was the hardest one. That was the one that Rabbi Kivager said, I don't understand what's going on. Over here also, our Taisis gives a very nice terutz. We understand it. We go to Taisis Sanhedrin, which is Rabbeinu Tam speaking, and Rabbeinu Tam has a different teretz, and over there, the Achrayim, again, starting with the Marshal, they say, I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand what Rabbeinu Tam thinks that he's fixing with this teretz. So, like I said, earlier Achrayim also talk about this problem, but I want to talk about the Ksais. The Ksais comes to give a solution, and I have to tell you that I want to talk about this Ksais because it's not just that he fixes up the Taisin Sanhedrin, but he really pulls together a lot of very important inyanim, I would call loose ends, from the discussions that we've had over the last few days. Let's go back over to yesterday's shiur. Yesterday's shiur, you know, there's two Gemaras that we've been focused on. Right, we've spent a lot of time talking about the Gemara in Baba Basra with Rav Chista and Rav Huna that talk about Shteki Dina Rav Chisha Zay Azay. And yesterday we learned a different sugya, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph, about Trey U'Trey, where you have two Eidim that say that, right, if somebody threw a get to his wife, and two Eidim say Karav La, and two Eidim say Karav La. And there's a steer between the two Gemaras, between the Maskanot of the two Gemaras. What's the halacha by Shteki Tehidim HaMachisha Zayazai? So, you know, here again, it's you might be misled because we spent all of our time talking about Rav Chista's Shita, because there was a whole Taisis, a long discussion of Taisis about could you shtim Rav Chista with Rav, but that was the lamdish part of the sugya. But Lamaisa, the halacha Lamaisa, we pass on like Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Zayi Baba Pnei Atzma Me'ida V'Zayi Baba Pnei Atzma Me'ida, that each one is allowed to testify. When you have Shteki Eidim HaMachisha Zayazai, right, on Sunday, two witnesses walked in and said Reuben borrowed money, and two other witnesses said that Reuben didn't borrow money. So on Sunday, we end with a tie. We don't know what to do with Reuben. Okay, so Reuben is Patrikos HaMayim Chavala Karaya. On Monday, when witnesses start coming in about other things, Shimon crashed into Levi's car, so all these witnesses are kosher. Avram and Yitzchak are kosher, Moshe and Aaron are kosher, assuming those are the names of the witnesses on Sunday, they're all kosher. Again, unless, it's like Rashi said, unless you take one from one kat and one from the other kat, then you're going to have a problem. But all the kitos that were made on Sunday, and were makhisha zayazay, they can all be made on Monday. That was Rav Huna Shita. Rav Chista said, what do I need liars for? He doesn't accept any of their Suffolk liars, no Suffolk liars in my basin. But we don't pass like Rav Chista, we pass like Rav Huna. The halacha is, v'shteten shulchan aruch v'chayshem mishpat simen lamed aleph, is that shteki dinei m'machisha zoi bar b'fnei asma me'ida v'zoi bar b'fnei asma me'ida. And why? It's like we talked about, because each one has a chazaka. Even though it's true, they might be pasal, but each one has a chazaka. We gave an example with a mikvah. You have a mikvah, and it might have become, it might have lost some water, but it has a chazaka, so you're allowed to assume that it didn't lose its water. We rely on a chazaka, so these eidim also, it's true that each one has a suffix, it might be possible, but they might be possible, they might be kosher, but they have a cheskes kashrus, so the cheskes kashrus allows us to assume that they're still kosher. That was Rav Huna Shita, and again, although we spent a lot of time talking about Rav Chista, but we pass them like Rav Huna, that we rely on the chazaka, and we accept, we're machshir all those eidim. But yesterday I told you that there's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph, that says that when there's a trey u'trey, when two Eidim say Karev La and two Eidim say Karev La, then the halacha is that she's a Suffolk. And although here, and what do I mean she's a Suffolk? It means, and we just say Suffolk Yerais Elochumra. And I don't care what the Chazaka is. God, in the case of Gerishin, so it's anyway a Chumra to go by the Chazaka, right? We make her into an Eishes Ish. But in the case of Kedushin, we do the same thing. Somebody throws Kedushin to a Isha and it's Suffolk Karev La, Suffolk Karev La. And over here she has a cheskes pnuya. But we don't say that we follow the chazaka. We say it's a trey u'trey. And when there's a trey u'trey, we can't follow chazakas anymore. We consider it a suffix. We say suffix derais l'chumra. Even though, like we mentioned yesterday, there's a machlekes in the Gemara whether that's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, and what we were focused on yesterday is why, according to the maskanas of the Gemara, midai writes that there is still din of chazaka. But again, let's not get distracted by what we spend most of our time on, and let's just try to stay focused on what's the halacha lemaisa. Whether it's d'oraisa or it's d'rabbanan, lemaisa, we don't follow chazaka. When there's a tshrei, we don't follow chazaka. When there's a suffek, but there's no edim, you have a mikvah, and no one knows when it sprang a leak, and now it's chaser. So then you follow chazaka. But when you have a suffek that arises because two edim said this and two edim said that, then the halach is that you don't follow chazaka. It's a tshrei, and you have to consider it a suffek ashakal, and a suffek derais lachumra. That's the halach lemaisa. So halacha lemaisa of trei trei is that it goes suffek deraisa lechumra. You can't rely on any chazakas. So now let's go back to Rav Huna. Shtei ki te'edim ha'machish zei azai. Rav Huna said that they're all kosher because each one has a cheskas kashas. But it's a little bit shver because it's not an ordinary suffek over here. This is a suffek based on the fact that two edim said this and two edim said that. It's a suffek that arises out of a trei trei. And trei trei is not an ordinary suffek. A trei trei is a suffek that obliterates all chazakas. It's such a strong suffek that even a chazaka can't be machriyad this suffek. The din is that we just say suffek derais lechomer. We go lechomer on everything. And if that's true, we should have gone lechomer lechera on Rav Huna's edim and said that nobody could come to Beis Din because they all have a suffek. They're all suffek liars. And even though each one has a cheskas kashrus, but it's a trei trei. There's two edim saying that you're a liar. And we don't rely on a chazaka when it goes against two edim. So how do we reconcile these two gemaras? On the one hand, the gemara about shteki dina machisha zayazay, where we pass them like Rav Huna, that zaybab if they ask me edim, zaybab if they ask me edim, meaning we rely on the cheskas kashras. That's one gemara. But the gemara of trei utrei, sveka derais, or sveka derabbanan, that says that whenever you have two witnesses on each side of a suffolk, we can't rely on chazakas anymore, like the suffek gerish or the suffek kedushin. We can't rely on chazakas anymore. You have to consider it a suffek and just go suffek derais lechumra. Why then don't we take that din of suffek derais lechumra and apply it to the trei utrei in Rav Huna's case? Okay, we have to end with that for now. But I think we'll. It's a shame. There's no shiur tomorrow. But I think we'll probably pick up with this on Wednesday. Should go over this tomorrow.